1077 The Island is your station for real music variety and the adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Robin Mays is here. Good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody this morning?
Soggy.
Soggy.
Soggy, rainy.
And yuck.
Hi.
Laura Hurley is here capturing magic moments.
Yes, of this handsome fella.
Little girl.
Little girl has some
little girl. Her name is Lois.
Lois.
Her friend Lulu got adopted Saturday, so she's a little bit out of sorts.
Aww.
Lois looks scared. What kind of dog?
This is a Brussels Griffon. She's 6 years old. We got her spay done a week ago. She's a good girl. She's a little bit more timid than Lulu was. Lois is going to need some TLC and somebody who doesn't move fast. Older kids. Fenced in yard because she will run.
Hi, sweetheart.
She's beautiful, like a tannish rust colored.
Tannish rust, wiry hair. She is a good girl.
Pretty little ears. You got soft girl ears. Yeah.
She looks very serious. She's a serious animal.
She just isn't sure of everything.
She's just a little thing.
Pensive.
Too.
Is that the word?
Pensive will work.
Pensive.
Is she ready to be adopted?
She is. She is. Her friend Lulu left Saturday, and she really wants to go somewhere, too, where somebody will watch over her.
Yes. Could you tell by their behavior, by their mannerisms, when they miss?
Yes.
Yeah. It's sad.
She's now with Chloe, our cavalier, and they're rowdy together, but... all you can hope for is that they both get adopted at the same time, because... You hate to. Chloe would be fine by herself. Lois, not so much.
They just don't understand the absence, I don't think.
No. And, you know, where they came from, when you have a breeder that has a lot of dogs, that's all they know. And you take that away, and it's like isolation. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's rough.
You're a good girl.
How did you acquire this?
This is another breeder release. We had five that couple weekends ago. And, she was one of five.
Hi.
Two Brussels, a Cavalier, and two Maltese Yorkie mixes.
To see a picture, what did you say, Lois?
Lois.
If you see a picture of Lois, you go to the blog section for the adorable, adoptable pet of the week with Voice for Companion Animals. Oh. Voice for Companion Animals, a nonprofit based out of GI, striving to keep pets in their homes with their caring owner. Do you... track from year to year? Is the adoption rate up or down from last year?
A lot of it has to do with what we're able to take in. I think people knowing more about us, so our numbers are increasing somewhat. We're trying to be careful of our own capacity, because you can take in all the animals you want, but if you don't have anybody to take care of them, it's right. called hoarding.
I have that with shoes.
Well, there you go. There'll be an intervention later for Laura. Imelda. But, you really have to be mindful. So, yeah, our numbers are up, but it does take a lot of time. We do all the vetting. They're all spayed, neutered, vaccinated. We actually did two dentals last week. Our two Morkies had horrible teeth. Can you imagine 16 teeth pulled?
Oh.
It's a good thing they have over 40, because you take 16 and some of them, I think one of them had maybe sutures, so they're dissolvable. But, they're on soft food, so you have meds, you have all the running around. Numbers are up, but it's you got to be mindful of the big picture, the vetting.
How about the sheer number of animals that you have in the shelter? Is it more than it has been?
It's more dogs than it has been. That increase kind of started late last year. We've tried to keep the number of cats down, because with cats it's kind of tough. You can spread diseases very quickly if you're not mindful and let the numbers get out of control. We try and keep them in control. The kittens we keep in fosters so they don't come in and get something or spread something. We're always looking for cat and kitten fosters. Right now we have a couple, and they already have what they can take care of. So we're always looking for cat and kitten fosters. We've got a project that we are trying to get worked on with a feral cat community. And it's a little tough. It just starts with one. Starts with one or two and that are allowed to go outside the home. And what happens? You have more than one or two.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Designs, designs to speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or their website and see what they can do. ProTeamDesign.com. Robin, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Have a safe fourth this week.
Do you need to sedate every single animal in that shelter?
You know, we found a group, the Shelter Pet Project, and they've donated an MP3 player that has calming music that has been tested. And
I remember you mentioning
that. So we've got that playing in the dog room. Actually, watching cameras at night, they are not too stressed. We have the radios in the other area, so the cats are listening to you probably right now as we speak. You know, and cats judge, you know, who knows?
Yeah, they're judging you.
They are judging, which is what cats do.
Everybody's got something to say.
Everybody's a critic. So we've got radios going, but I think the Shelter Pet Project is going to send us another MP3 player. But we were grateful to get one in time for 4th of July. We're in the commercial district, our building is, but it's still loud, especially on the 4th. It gets really loud right there.
Well, with the MP3 player, is it Van Halen 1 that you play with?
No, actually, I tested it, and it worked great on me. I fell asleep. I don't know how it did on my dog, but I fell asleep. So I'd say it worked great. But I have a dog at home that doesn't like thunderstorms. So we're trying all kinds of things for him, but my heart goes out to all the people that have pets, kids, family that just don't do well with the sounds.
Old grannies like me is like, oh my God.
Yeah, we're complaining.
Oh my stars.
Been complaining since since Friday.
Every segment that has to come up. Oh my stars.
Oh my stars.
All right, Robin, thanks for everything that you do.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Friends, man. I think it was the 4th of July. Fransman.
Fransman, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.